This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 74. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high. Come on, now just roll to the front.
To all of my dance teachers out there, how y'all doing? How y'all feeling? What's good with you? We are at episode number 74 on the podcast, and I want to thank everyone for listening in. It's been some great weeks going on here, great things going on in the dance world, and we're just going to share it with you. So you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on my website, which is www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Holler at your boy on social media. My Twitter, my Snapchat, and my Instagram are all at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And if you want to hit me up on Facebook, go to Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A, Flex, F-L-E-X. And I also have another page on there. It's Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance. So check me out on there. YouTube channel, go to there, because I'm constantly posting videos from my dance teachers out there. And it is Christopher Tyler on YouTube. So definitely check that out. We got some new joints on there. And there's one video that I posted for the song Break the Bat on the Knee. That one should be finished here in the next couple of days. I don't know if it's going to go straight to iTunes or if I'm going to release it to CD Baby and the website first, and then it goes to iTunes. But be on the lookout for that. Stay tuned, because that's coming real soon. So get ready. I had a great week this week. It was definitely some different things going on. Definitely, I learned this week that you have to always be ready, no matter what. So when you do what you do, always be ready. Whether you're a dancer, whether you are a choreographer, whether you're a teacher, an entrepreneur, you know what I mean, a business person, whatever you do, stay on the grind behind the scenes so that when the opportunity comes, you will be ready. So always stay ready. I was listening to my man Eric Thomas, and that was the whole theme for 2017, was stay ready. And that definitely happened to me this week. So I get this call out of the blue. I'm just going to jump right into this podcast. So I get this call out of the blue where someone reached out to me and they were like, hey, we have a music video coming up tomorrow and we need you to be ready. And the dancing that's going to be in it is we need a line dance. We need a country line dance. So, but you got to be ready tomorrow for an all day shoot. And so I'm like, yo, okay. I mean, I had a lot of things going on. Definitely, I mean, I've been in the schools lately. Shout out to all the schools that had me in. And that is actually the one that I just did, the elementary school. The kids had so much fun that the principal was like, yo, let's make this, you know what I mean, every other month. Let's do the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Fitness Program. So shout out to my schools out there. And that's definitely what I'm on 2017. So if you, some of my dance teachers out there, if you are also school teachers or if you know school teachers, shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com, because I would love to come down and do some. I mean, we did the jump song. We did head shoulders. We did the catfish dance. But it's all about keeping the kids moving, keeping them active, you know what I mean? And we actually started out the day. So the principal was like, yo, Mr. Chris, go get your blood flowing. He's going to get you going to start off your day so you can have a good day of classes. And yo, I'm all for that. I'm all there for that. So anyway, so I've been doing that. I've been doing schools. I've been going, been doing some after school programs. And so hadn't done a music video in a minute. As a matter of fact, I think it was this time last year when I was working with a girls group. So I get the call. And I was like, you know what? I'm ready. Let's do this. You know what I mean? And so had to shift gears a little bit. But I went on the video shoot. The video was super, super, super dope. The name of the girls group that I did the video for is called Little Mix. And a lot of you may know them. Very popular. They started off on the X Factor UK. awesome girls. I had a great time with them. And then it had some guys in the video, too, that didn't know how to dance. So we showed them a line dance. I called out to my man, Barry Amato. Shout out to Barry. He came through for me. He's a line dance instructor here in Nashville. So he came through to help us out, to make sure it was authentic, you know what I mean, to give us the steps so we can keep it popping. And, yeah, it was an all-day shoot. We was there. But that's all I'm saying. It was a fun gig. Loved it. But definitely a lesson to be ready at all times. Like, if you love what you do, if it's your passion, whatever it is, be ready. The opportunities will come to you. But when they come, it might surprise you sometimes. You might be like, yo, my mind was over here. I was thinking this, and I didn't even know this door was going to open. But because I'm ready, I'm all in for it. I'm all in for it. So, again, shout out to Lil Mix. Great working with them. Shout out to the production team. And my man, Ty Cassidy. You know what I mean? I actually worked with Ty with another girls group called South Haven. And Ty passed my name along and was like, yo, Chris would be great to work with. You know, holler at him, have him in. So it was great. Shout out to building relationships. You know what I mean? And connections that will lead you, you know what I mean, to the next level of what you're doing. And so, just had a great time. All right, so lots of things going on that we're going to get in today. We're going to talk about a few upcoming events, and I got some moves for you again for this podcast. So, the first thing I want to get into is, did you know that Step Up 6 is a thing? Oh my goodness, it is a thing. Now, I don't know if you've been following the Step Ups, but let me tell you something. When it comes to hip hop, hands down, you know what I mean? I mean, besides the movies that kind of came out, like the You Got Served and the Stomp the Yard, stuff like that, that's obviously gonna be your blueprint for hip hop moves, for battles, for crews, and all of that. But also, right there with them is the Step Up series. And we are on Step Up number 6, and I'm so hyped, y'all. Oh, this is gonna be dope. Step Up 6 is happening, and my boy, shout out to Wildebeest. Wildebeest is the choreographer. If you don't know him, you definitely gotta look him up. Definitely a force in the hip hop world. But he's the choreographer, got lots of talent in there, and he put some behind the scenes joints on his Instagram. And I had to repost them. So make sure you follow me on Instagram, because I'm definitely shooting you the news of what's going on out there. Wildebeest posted some behind the scenes. I mean, they got martial arts in there. They got all of the young talent that we've been talking about. They're in there. And you know what? Most of the time, some of the younger kids that I've been seeing at the Millennium, shout out to the Millennium. At the Millennium, I normally see these kids doing choreo. So most of the time, they're doing choreography. But this time, I got to see, like, in the little clips that they were showing, like, these kids, I'm talking about technique crazy. All the hip-hop tricks, popping, waving, tutting, gliding, animating, you see it all right there, right? And so I really, really cannot wait to see this movie. So definitely check it out. Like I said, Wildebeest is the choreographer. Go to his Instagram as well. That's WILLDABEAST. And he is the man serving up the goodness for this movie. Lots of dope clips. So check it out. What else we got going on? My man Matt Stefanina hooked up with another, probably one of my all-time favorite hip-hop choreographers. His name is Philip Shabib. Goes by the name of Pac-Man. And I will put the link in the show notes, definitely, so you can check it out. But they did a collabo class at the Millennium, Matt and Philip did, and it's called, the name of the song is called Shape of You. I believe it's by Ed Sheeran. I'm in love with the shape of boom, boom, dun, 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 dun. There's a whole different vibe to it, right? Like, you know what I mean? And Matt is known, Matt will give you all types of different feels. He'll hit you with the hip hop. He'll give you some pop commercial. He'll give you some dope tutting, some popping, gliding, some trickeries. But this one right here, when him and Philip got together, let me tell you this. These boys, there is, not only is there some of the dopest tutting sections in this dance. Shout out to everybody that's holding it down for the tutters. But they have something like Philip. even his crew, when they were on America's Best Dance Crew, they had this thing, I believe they call it brain banging, where it just, and that's exactly what it does. Y'all, this stuff, when you watch these tuts and the shapes that they make, it definitely takes your brain like, yo, what is good? What's going on? You know what I mean? I tried to do it. I tried to do it many times. Unsuccessful. I cannot do the brain banging joints. I mean, you know what I mean? I get a couple things in. Like in the dance that we have this year for our production, we do a little something. What we do, a stacked up formation and we try to do some tuts and make some shapes. But I'm talking about when you see these, I mean, it's the epitome of creativity. So definitely check this out. Get you some ideas. For, you know what I mean, you can start with the advance and you can break it all the way down to the babies just by connecting arms and then doing tut moves with them. But definitely check it out. Matt Stefanina, Philip Shabib, aka Pac-Man in the building. Shout out to both of them for doing the Shape of You video. Super dope, super dope. Also, my boy, B-Boy Vinsanity. He put out another one. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. It's another move for your top rock, right? So when you're teaching the kids, you got your front crosses, your back crosses, your side steps, your Indian steps. He has one, and it's called the heel-toe knee. Now, there's another one he did before that called the heel-toe step, where it looks like you're about to step into a front cross, but you go, you start off with your heel moves, your toe moves, and then he stomped on it. So it's like, boom, and then you bring it back, and then you go heel, toe, stomp. Boom, heel, toe, stomp. But this one, this video that I'm gonna share the link with you, he goes heel, toe, knee. So if you can imagine, you got your front cross, heel, toe, knee, heel, toe, knee, back cross. You know what I mean? You can kind of mix it up like that. So definitely check that out. B-Boy Vinsanity is always dropping dope. I mean, check out his channel too. He got just so much stuff about the history of b-boying, and so he's definitely a go-to resource. So the heel toe knee step, check that out. I do have this podcast. I'm gonna do something a little different. I have what I call the Instagram video pick of the week, and what I'm gonna do. Each time I do a podcast, if I can remember, I will try to add an Instagram video on there as well so that you can check out. Because some of the things that you see posted on Instagram, they don't post on their YouTube channels. But this one right here, let me tell you, it's by my man Blueprint and Cyrus. From the legendary crew called Dragon House. Now, if you don't know them, just check out all of Dragon House's stuff and Blueprint, his YouTube channel, and also Cyrus. But both of these boys was on So You Think You Can Dance. I forget what season it was, but Nigel was in love with him. He's like, yo, Dragon House is in the building. I mean, they're almost like the Transformers. You feel me? They're like a superhero, like the Justice League. Like, each one of them has a different style, different flavor, but they all stay true to the foundation and the element of hip hop, and they're doing it right. So they went in with the song. Now, this was my song pick for last week, and then I did a combo to it. Like with my kids, it was one of those days. Everybody was sick on this day, but I had a few of my my students. Shout out to Nina and Jana in the building. Did it with me, and it was just full of tuts and popping and hitting and animation and all. But I mean, as soon as we get home, my daughter was like, shared this video. Did you see this? And Cyrus and Blueprint took the Missy I'm Better song and just murdered it. So she does this thing in there where she's like she's rapping. She's like, brand new flow, whenever, right? So I heard the same thing. Every time she did the, I was animating, I was hitting, I was doing something to go along with that. You know, shout out to Missy for putting out another banger that's creative that causes us to think. And some of you teachers may have already used it after you heard the last podcast. You was like, yo, I'm using that. I'm definitely going in with that. But yo, check out Cyrus and Blueprint. I'll put the link down in the show notes at the bottom. Woo! These fools killed it. Smashed, is that a word? Kill smashed it. I'm talking about destroyed this combo. I'm better. And I am better after watching that because I'm so hyped. So yeah, Shout out to them once again for doing that. What else we got? Oh, so I was talking about the ASH convention, the Artists Simply Human convention that we went to, and a couple of our boys here at the studio got some scholarships for that. And so, you know what I mean, everybody was excited, because one of them, shout out to Kenneth. Kenneth is graduating this year, and so I really loved and enjoyed that this particular competition was giving away scholarships, because he was at their point. And I talked to him last night. He was like, I was like, what am I going to do? I was kind of freaking out a little bit, because you know how you are, you know, when you're a senior, you're thinking about life, you're thinking about what's next, and then all of a sudden this happens. And I was just telling him, I was like, again, whatever you do behind the scenes, shout out to Eric Thomas for this awesome message. Grind in the dark so that when the opportunity comes, you'll be ready. And that's what happened. And this fool was grinding. He started off just a hip-hop dancer with our studio. Shout out to all of the parents, like on our studio page, Nashville Dance. I posted on there, you know, that my man Kenneth, we were raising funds for him to do this convention and competition. And I had massive parents come through, like, we believe in this young man. We are going to support this young man. So it was super dope. I was so glad to see that. And then the parents were there. So when he got the when he got the scholarship, I mean, people was just in tears. It was just, ah. I mean, you're talking about we're going to be a mess during recital. A mess. A hot mess. But my man got a scholarship. So, and I was saying out that Joffrey, oh, let me pull this up. Joffrey is offering a summer scholarship. And I seen on there, I'm going to post the article, but it is also, they have a hip hop category. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah, they got 50 summer scholarships and at Joffrey's Ballet School. 10 musical theater, 15 ballet, 15 jazz contemporary, and 10 hip hop. Says one talented dancer will also receive a full tuition scholarship for 1 year to the trainee program at Joffrey Ballet School, which is valued at $15,000. All right, so I will definitely post that for some of my, because this is, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. So if you're listening to this, you know what I mean, and you got some kids in there that fit this description, check it out. You know, win a Joffrey Ballet School scholarship. So yeah, so there you go. Super dope. Love when you hear successful stories like I was sharing with you about my man Kenneth. Always, always inspirational. And last but not least, I'm going to end it with this, and I haven't talked about any of the podcasts yet after my first one. Actually, no, I think I did mention one other one. But this one right here, my man KB from the Jabberwockies. So they have a show out on the Go 90 app. If you don't have it, go get the Go 90 app, because you can watch everything from your phone. I mean, you could be on the move watching it. You could park in front of the studio before you go out and teach, and you can watch it and get pumped. But this particular episode, he was dealing with, he called it Beat Kundo. Now, you know, as soon as I saw that, that's actually a whole vibe from Bruce Lee. Shout out to Bruce, greatest martial artist of all time. But his style of kung fu was called Jeet Kune Do. So it was called the art of the intercepting fist. And KB said he called his Beat Kune Do because it's like intercepting the beat. And y'all, when I tell you I learned so much from this episode, well, I'm just going to say it. I learned so much from this episode. Yo, he had them. I actually took that. And everything that he had in there, I was like, let me see if my teen seniors can hang with this. Because I don't know about you, that even, like, if your older ones, if they haven't committed to hip-hop yet, then they're still probably dealing with that being uncomfortable. Like, I don't know if I can do hip-hop. I don't know. You know what I mean? So, especially when it comes to freestyle, right? Like, if you have dancers that are smart dancers, no matter what style you throw at them, they can give it back to you, and they can be sharp and they can be clean. But when you start talking about the technique of committing to it, everybody doesn't put in the work on that end as much as they do the choreography. So KB was working with, like I said, when I talked about the show before, is they're trying to find some new people to come into the Jabberwockies, right? And so he's training them the way the Jabbas train. So I love this. The first thing he did was they had a whole thing where they were freestyling, and he was like, I want you to experiment with balance, like being off balance. So everything you do, you know what I mean? I want you to be off balance. So you've seen them in this episode where they were like on one foot and they were waving, and then they get down, do some b-boy moves and be on one hand, and they go to the other side, do a freeze. But the whole thing was like kind of wobbly, right? It wasn't like they didn't have a moment where they could just stand toe-to-toe and deliver hip hop moves. And so that was really dope. That was really dope. So I love to see. And what I found that when I shared that with my kids, you know, they have a lot of moves in contemporary that kind of throws them off balance. My kids really, really love contemporary, right? So I was like, so don't put limits of styles in your head. Just know that we are doing hip hop, but when it comes to how you get off balance, open your mind up and be free to explore. So we did that. That was super dope. And then the other one that he did, where he had this thing where he called it oils, and that's spelled O-I-L-S. And he said oils are the essential to every hip hop freestyle. And this is how he did it. He brought in some cones. He brought in four small orange cones and he put them down. Each one of them stood for a letter. So he put the O down, boom, walked a little bit, put the I, boom, walked a little bit, put the L, boom, walked a little bit, put the S. And what the dancers had to do, so when they stood in front of the O, the letter O or the first coin, every move that they did had to be, they had to do it in circles, right? So they had to make circles with their arms. I think one of the B-boys went down, did a freeze, made a circle with his legs. You know what I mean? But just getting them to think outside of the box. And so then they had to do circles for the O. When they go to the I, they had to do straight lines. So you're seeing some of the poppers, you know what I mean? They were popping, arm behind them, arm in front, boom. They were doing straight lines, whole body, boom. Dancing, doing straight lines. Then they move to the L. They start doing the angles, like you're tutting. And it was just so dope to see them experiment. And it was hard. It was a hard challenge for them. But you can see how, once you get this locked in your brain, it gets you out of doing the same moves over and over again. So the L, that was the angles, and then the S was the squiggly lines, and so he did all kind of waves, like waves, boom, boom, boom. One guy even went from the O to the S, and then took it back from the S to the O. It was dope, but definitely check that out, and then I challenge you, for my dance teachers out there, after you check it out, try to implement that in your class for your older students. Even your younger ones, they can understand, you know what I mean? I want you to dance and I want you to make O shapes. Give them a little example. It doesn't even have to be, they don't even have to connect some of it, but just getting the concept in their brain of different movements. So shout out to KB and the Jabberwockies for putting out that show, because it definitely gets me inspired. And yeah, that whole drill right there, dope, dope, dope. Dope. So there it is right there. That is your podcast. That's episode number 74. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you guys for rocking with me. Like, share, subscribe. Go to iTunes or Stitcher Radio. 5 stars on there. Comment. Let me know. Shoot me an email if there's any subject you want me to cover. If any questions you have about music, holler at your boy. And yeah, I've been enjoying doing these podcasts. Love putting them out. So thank you for your support. And you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. Also, the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Just go to the blog section. You'll see the podcast over there. You can get on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. And hit me up on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. And my Facebook page is Zonda, Z-O-N-D-A-F to the L-E-X. Also, Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance on Facebook as well. Hey, listen. I'm about to hear on this podcast, but definitely, definitely remember, stay on the grind behind the scenes, because when that opportunity comes, You want to be ready. Have a blessed day.
Yo, I'm out. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.